Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Abide. It's great to have you with us, whether you're joining us on our Zoom room or joining us on YouTube, whether you're here with us live or joining us later. You're really, really welcome, and just particularly want to say hi to anybody that's joining us for the first time or one of the first times. And just really hope you're able to understand and engage with all that happens as we come to seek God afresh tonight and to pray. So we're going to use as a pattern, as a guide for our prayer time tonight, the acronym. I'm getting used to saying it now, you can tell, can't you? The acronym, ABIDE. ABIDE stands for appreciating, it stands for being, it's a prayer for intimacy, direction and enabling. And I want us to use two scriptures tonight. We tend to use a psalm just to kind of frame and give a structure to our prayer time. And tonight we're going to use Psalm 65. You might want to go ahead and look that up if you want to follow it in your Bible. The words will be on the screen as well. And we're also going to dive into, for our prayer for intimacy, a scripture that comes from John chapter 14, verses 15 to 24. Again, you might want to have that ready. I just want to encourage you, if you're able to silence the distractions. And so unless you're watching this on your phone, maybe to turn your phone off or to turn it down or to put it to one side. If others are in the room with you, to agree together, just to allow each other the space that you need. You may want to, as we're praying tonight, pray along. So you might want to speak out prayers. That goes for anybody in the Zoom room or just in the safety of your home, wherever you are. You might want to grab a piece of paper and a pen and write that phrase, appreciate, with a bit of space, be, intimacy, direction and enabling. And maybe jot down, sometimes it's easier to think and to pray in that way for you. Whatever is helpful, whether you pray in silence or out loud or write or draw your prayers tonight, we're here to abide in Jesus. That's the main thing. So let me just open in prayer as we begin, and then we'll journey through these scriptures together. Let's pray. But Father God, we thank you so much for your faithfulness towards us. We thank you, Lord, for the way in which you've been with us throughout this past week and throughout this past day, that we can trust you, Father, that any lack of abiding in our lives is not on your side. You are always there for us, always reaching out towards us. And so, Father, as we come to you tonight, Lord, we thank you that we can trust you, that we know who we're coming to, that we know what we're coming to. Pray, Father, that by your word and by your spirit, you'd lead us tonight, and that you'd use tonight to lift us and inspire us, Lord, in prayer. And Lord, for any who are heavy tonight, any who come burdened for whatever reason, Lord Jesus, would you lift them? Whatever it is that they're dwelling in at the moment, remind them that in and through and around all of that, they abide in you. And that changes everything. Thank you, Lord, for the confidence that we have tonight, that as we come to you in prayer, you hear us. Whether we're speaking out loud or offering you the prayers in the stillness of our spirit, or writing prayers or typing them in the chat, I thank you, Lord, that you're able to hear us, that you have made a way through Jesus' blood on the cross for us to come into your presence. So Lord, help us to do that now, we pray, by your spirit with us. Help us to come and abide. In Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to start with a time of just appreciating, just pausing. I'm a big fan of the TV show Paul and Bob Go Fishing. It's probably got a better name than that. Gone Fishing with Paul Whitehouse and Bob Mortimer, but I think of it as Paul and Bob. And what I love about it, actually, is somebody's taken time to film them as they're fishing. And they will zoom in on the strangest things sometimes. Sometimes it's a leaf that's blowing, or even just a spider's web that has caught some of the morning dew or the raindrops. And it causes you to see it slightly differently, to appreciate it. And I really hope and pray that as we pause tonight, there might be those little things in your life and my life that we can really appreciate as gifts from God. So Psalm 95, which will be our framework for tonight, 65, sorry, starts this way. Praise awaits you, our God, in Zion. To you our vows will be fulfilled. You who answer prayer, to you all people will come. So the psalm starts with a huge sense of anticipation. I like to think of it as an orchestra warming up, waiting to begin. Praise awaits you, O God in Zion. I wonder if you could remember those moments in your walk in the Lord where you were just pregnant with praise. You were just waiting for the next opportunity to thank Him and to bless Him. Let's begin to remember those and just take a moment to appreciate the goodness of God in our lives. Just where you are, let's begin to speak out His praise. So then we come to the next part of our prayer time, to be, which reminds us that in order to come into God's presence, we don't have to be someone else, we don't have to be something else, that because of what Jesus has done for us, you and I can come through the way that has been opened, through the curtain that is His body, as Scripture tells us, we can come to Him. We don't have to pretend to be super happy, or we don't have to play act super spiritual. We can just come. And so how are you doing tonight? Listen to some of these words that the psalmist chooses to describe how he was coming to God. This is verses 3 and 4. When we were overwhelmed by sins, you forgave our transgressions. Blessed are those you invite and bring near to live in your courts. We are filled with the good things of your house, of your holy temple. It's a huge range, isn't there, of words there already. Overwhelmed. Maybe that's where you are tonight. There's a huge sense of guilt or disappointment or frustration or regret. And yet that reminder that when we confess, God is the God who forgives us. Blessed to be invited, blessed to be brought near, filled with the good things of His presence. How are you feeling? Do you need to invite His forgiveness? Do you want to thank Him for His blessing? Are you feeling full or are you feeling empty? Do you want to come to ask or do you want to come to thank? Wherever you are right now, just speak it out, just express who you are and how you are to God. Let's just be where we are as God comes, as we draw near to Him, He draws near to us. Thank you. So we move on now to pray for intimacy, that prayer that wherever we are in our relationship with God, that he might lead us deeper, that he might lead us on. I don't know about you, but in these next few verses from the psalm, there's a tremendous sense of the psalmist's history in God. He says, "You answer us with awesome and righteous deeds, God our Saviour, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farther seas, who formed the mountains by your power, having armed yourself with strength, who stilled the roaring seas, the roaring of their waves, and the turmoil of the nations." He looks back to God's creative power, forming mountains. Our God is a mountain maker, and his power to storm the sea, to calm the waves. Our God is a storm walker. And as he looks back, it inspires him. He doesn't say, "You answered us with awesome deeds." He said, "You answer us." See, knowing something of your history in God gives you confidence in your present experience in life. And I don't know about you, I'm hungry to go deeper, to know more of who God is in my life. Not just looking back, but in the here and now and as I look forward. So we're going to pray that we'd know more of his ways. In a moment, I'm going to read a passage from John chapter 14. We're journeying in these sessions through that time of abiding in the upper room, that time of intimacy. And as we read it through, I'd love you just to sit with two questions. The first is this: Lord Jesus Christ, what one thing does this passage tell me about you? What is it, Lord, that you wanted me to know when you shared this with me? And then the second question: Holy Spirit, what one thing are you trying to tell me about me? We don't so much read the Bible as allow it to read us. So those questions will stay up. I'll read this passage through, then leave a pause, and then I'll read it again. Just see if you can discern tonight what it is that Jesus is trying to tell you about himself and what he's trying to say to you. If you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans, I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day you will realize that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, they are the ones who love me. They who love me will be loved by my Father, and I too will show myself to them. Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus replied, If anyone loves me, they will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Those who don't love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. As I read that same passage again, listen for the place where the Lord wants to stop you. Just ask, Lord, why have you stopped me here? What's the one thing? If you love me, Jesus says, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and he will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, they are the ones who love me. They who love me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus replied, If anyone loves me, they will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Those who do not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. Next, we're going to pray for direction. So far, we've taken time to look back and appreciate what Jesus has done in our lives. Then we've tried to sit where we are and think about where we are, and then to pray for intimacy, to know God more from where we are. And now I just want you to think about your direction. Let's just take a moment to prepare for the day and the week that is coming. Some of it expected, and some of it unexpected. Some of it we can prepare for, others which we will be unprepared for. Well, let's pray about how we're led through those things, what the Holy Spirit and what the Lord is wanting to lead us into and through. Back to Psalm 65, verse 8 says, "The whole earth is filled with awe at your wonders. Where morning dawns, where evening fades, you call forth songs of joy." Morning and evening, songs of joy. The whole earth full of awe at the wonders of God. Maybe we just want to pray tonight for that sense of awe this week, that there might be moments, morning and evening and all throughout the day, when we notice something of the wonder of God that fills us with awe. And not all of us are singers or songwriters, but those things that produce like a song of joy type of reaction, a sort of bursting out loud kind of reaction. So as we pray for direction, there'll be things that you'll want to pray about, things that you know are coming up that you need direction in, or strength in, or answers on. And there's just some questions to help us. What is it that God is wanting to say to you as you seek his direction? What is it that God is wanting to say through you? Sometimes God speaks to us. Sometimes he speaks through us to others. What is God wanting to say to us? Is there something God wants to say to us as a fellowship, or as a small group, or as leaders, or as a family? And what is God wanting to say through us as a church, or a family, or a small group? So let's just sit with these questions as we seek God's direction for our lives tonight. I feel that the Lord might be wanting to highlight a few things tonight. One is it feels like a gland thing, like the pain in the side of your throat. I sort of feel it, sense it on the right side, but that might not be where you do, but a real restriction and pain there. I feel like if we just receive tonight, the Lord is wanting to touch that. And then there was two other things. Got a real sense of a cold sweat across the forehead, and the kind of anxiety that makes us quite restless, like an insomnia. And I really feel that for somebody, the Lord just wants to give you his peace, and offer you his hope, and bring an end to this season of really cold sweat kind of anxiety. And then the third thing was about something new that was about to start, that brought a real sense of not panic, but a horrible sort of dread in the gut, in the bottom of our stomach. If that's you, I'd love to pray for you. There'll be other things that the Holy Spirit is wanting to say, but those are just three areas that I just want to pray into right now. And so, Lord God, I just pray, and if the throat thing is for you, you might just want to lay your hand on that area of your throat. And Lord Jesus, we just release your healing right now. Just pray, Holy Spirit, heal that right now, in Jesus' name. Just bring the warmth of your presence, the healing anointing of God. Just pray an end to that pain and that restriction. If you're somebody that's experiencing those cold sweats, that sleepless anxiety, I invite you to lay your hand across your forehead and just receive his healing right now. Lord Jesus, just provide, I pray, kind of peace that passes understanding. Let's lift off this season of anxiety in Jesus' name. And then if you have that dread in your stomach about something new, if that's for you, again, just invite you to lay your hands on, just put your hand on your stomach. And Lord Jesus, in your name, I just pray you'd pour out your peace. Just come against the lie that bad things are inevitable. We just come against that in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that your light shines in the darkness and your darkness cannot overcome it. And so we just pray, would you burst through the gloom for this person and let your light shine, Jesus. And for other things that, Holy Spirit, you're wanting to say, we just pray you give us real ears to hear what you're saying to the church at this time. Finally, we're going to end with just a prayer for God's enabling power. It's amazing. Jesus tells the disciples, having given them this huge mission to go into all nations with the gospel, make disciples of every people group on the planet, he then comes back and says to them, but wait, before you do a thing, just wait for the gift my Father promised. Wait for the Holy Spirit. We need that enabling. Apart from him, we can do nothing, but in him all things are possible. The psalm finishes with these words. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain, for so you have ordained it. You drench its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops. You crown the year with bounty. Your hearts overflow, your carts overflow with abundance. The Lord is more than able to provide for all our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. And so let's just take a moment just to wait on the power of the Holy Spirit, and especially if he's given you if you've spoken some sense of direction tonight or said something through that passage, just that we would hold on to it and not lose it, and that his power would flow. His power always follows his purposes. And so let's just wait for a moment on his provision and on the Spirit of God. Well, thank you so much for being with us for this Abide time. It's been so great to gather and to pray and just to be reminded of the one who abides with us and just how good and how gracious and how great he is. Just before we finish tonight, we began our morning today at Bethel with a morning prayer. And I'd love to finish it with an evening prayer that we can just listen to and reflect on together. So let me share this now. Psalm 141 starts like this. I call to you, Lord, come quickly to me. Hear me when I call to you. May my prayer be set before you like incense. May the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice. Lord, at the end of this day, I bring you my evening sacrifice of praise. I turn now my thoughts to you. God, more glorious than sunset, mercy brighter than moonlight, peace stiller than darkness. I rest now in you. I rest now my soul in you. God, closer than air, closer than breath, closer than thought, God, with me now. Just take a few moments to think back through the details, the duties and demands of the day that's just gone. God, where were you today? In what needs did I meet yours? In whose voice did I hear yours? In what places were you inviting me into your footsteps? When did I wander from your will for me? I confess the failings of this day to you now. Because of Jesus, forgive me. Because of your cross, restore me. Because of your empty tomb, remake me. I receive afresh your mercy and love this night. I give you all of my frustrations from today. I give you all my fears. I give you all my disappointments. I give you all my desires. I place it all into your hands. And I share with you everything I'm celebrating. All that's gone well, the progress made, the changes brought, little moments of discovery, connection, wonder, contentment, purpose. Every good and perfect gift that comes from you, and I acknowledge you, my provider, my giver, my blessing, my strength, my hope. Eternal God, Ancient of Days, watch over this night. Watch over my sleep. Watch over my dreams. Flood them with the full colours of your kingdom. Direct them to dance to the delights of your heart. May I rise tomorrow, fully renewed by your grace, fully refreshed by your spirit, fully rested in your peace, fully alert to your power, fully awake to your purpose, fully aware of your presence. Psalm 65 verse 8 tells us, the whole earth is filled with awe at your wonders. Where morning dawns, where evening fades, you call forth songs of joy. And so now, as this evening fades, fill me again with awe. Whatever else has happened, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Now and